Watcher, and welcome. It's Mike Wynn with this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Tenor man Willis Jackson is first up, and it's his own compo, Jackson's Action. Recorded live at the Allegro, a club in New York. It sounded like a quiet audience, but the Allegro encouraged dancing. So maybe the patrons were so self-absorbed in their gyrations to clap and shout, but they obviously did enjoy tenor man Willis Jackson on Jackson's Action, the title song of this March 64 recorded Prestige LP. In fact, this recording session provided two Prestige LPs worth, the other being called Live Action. Pat Martino is on guitar, Frank Robinson trumpet, Carl Wilson Hammond B3, Joe Hadrick drums, and Rudy Van Gelder at the controls. A vocal is next. I've always loved Cole Porter's song Love for Sale, both musically and lyrically. This version gives us a very different arrangement of it.
Love! lightly sighed. Love for sale. Ooh, we'll buy who would like to supply. Who's prepared to pay the price for a trip to paradise? The poet's pipe of love in their childish way. I know every type of love better far than they. Been through the mill of love, old love, new love, every love but true love for sale.
Listening to that just now, I guess it could be a Marmite moment. That destroyed that classic song too. Wow, that's a brilliant new arrangement. Hope some of us were in the latter department. Gil Evans was the arranger, so hence it was fairly adventurous. And he was also the pianist on Love for Sale. Jimmy Cleveland, trombone. David Kurtzer, bassoon. Tommy Mitchell, bass trombone. Romeo Penk, English horn. Harry Lukowski, tenor violin. Bill Pemberton, bass, and George Russell, drums. So yes, enough horsepower to give that song a really dark, bass-heavy feel. So the singer, it's Lucy Reed on her second of only three albums she made as a leader. Part of this fantasy LP was recorded in Chicago, where she'd settled and was quite well known there in the late 50s. This was recorded Jan 57. By the way, her next and third and I think final album was recorded a mere 31 years later, as obviously her style was Marmite-like. Next album is called The Art of Blakey. No, no prizes for recognising that that was the Rodgers and Hart much-recorded standard Blue Moon. Message is the group name, a cooperative ensemble put together in the autumn of 92 to tour Japan, where Blakey had been hugely popular. Some, only some, of the band were Jazz Messenger alumni. Donald Harrison, alto, had two stints in the 80s. Robin Eubanks, trombone, 1980. The others were all certainly inspired by Blakey and or his sidemen. Ralph Moore, tenor, Brian Lynch, trumpet, Jeff Keyser, piano, Peter Washington, bass and Carl Allen, drums. Recorded in New York, Jan 93. I was so tempted to play you the Bobby Timmons gem Moaning from this album, but in an act of selfless self-restraint, I didn't, but I've no idea why not. Next, a two-piano piece. Dithered over which song to play you, this October 2010 recording session at Mechanics Hall, Worcester, Massachusetts, is very varied. The alternative I was considering to that song that we've just heard, Celtic Folk Melody, which actually didn't sound like it had two pianists playing together, as it was so quiet and gentle. Anyway, the alternative was a rousing Steve Rice number, typical of his work, rousing and repetitive. And that didn't sound like two pianists playing together either. It sounded like five or six of them. The pianists are contemporaries and chums, Brad Meldow and Kevin Hayes. I have never been less than delighted with any of their individual albums, so this is a treat. We had so many musos to say our farewells to last week that I completely forgot our Ellington slot. That mustn't happen again. Goodness. Thank you. The full Duke Ellington Orchestra with the blues recorded April 65. Not just any blues, but Alice's blues. In fact, Big Fat Alice's Blues, an Ellington Strayhorn collaboration from the Concert in the Virgin Islands Reprise LP. Yes, recorded in New York, of course. Johnny Hodges on alto soloed throughout. The Big Fat bit of the title was the Duke and Billy's playful reference to a then-current Broadway show, Edward Albee's Tiny Alice. I've recently seen the much-acclaimed and equally criticised film The Green Book, charting pianist Don Shirley's tour of the Southern States in 1962 and the racial prejudice he suffered there. Loved the film, loved Don Shirley. So here he is. I'm a big fan of Don Shirley, got all his records, but we haven't played him much on the show, ever. That was his own compo, Amen, on which he played piano and organ from a Cadence LP called Drown in My Own Tears. And incidentally, I heard Poppy Gibbons sing that song at Ronnie Scott's just this week. Back to Amen, though. Donald Anderson cello, Kenneth Fricker bass and Ted Sommer percussion. Shirley was classically trained and managed to merge classic blues and jazz into his music. Do please see The Green Book if you haven't already. It's so accurate. One of Shirley's LP has a large photo of him in front of his fireplace of his New York apartment, and the film replicates the scene so accurately. No, this next one isn't really jazz, but I'd like to share it with you regardless.
It's not an easy road.
It's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven, though many are the thorns on the way. It's not an easy road, but the Savior is with us. His presence gives us joy every day. But Jesus walks beside us and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. No, no, it's not an easy road. No. But Jesus walks beside us and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load. No, no, it's not an easy road. No. Jesus walks beside us and brightens the journey and lightens every heavy load and lightens every heavy load.
It's not an easy road, the title song of an EMI Brigadiers LP by a four-man, one-woman vocal group called the King's Messengers from various parts of South Africa. They made 8 albums in total in an ever-changing lineup, and all are wonderful. I think you'll recognise this next song very quickly.
Thank you.
Recorded in New York, September 78, the Don Friedman Trio, Friedman Piano, Frank Luther Bass, Billy Hart Drums. As you well know, we heard My Secret Love, written by Sammy Fain and Paul Francis Webster for the 1953 film Calamity Jane, with Doris Day in the title role, and it gave her, Doris, a worldwide number one hit. Here's the Virgil Gonsalves Sextet. Mm-hmm. The Rodgers and Hammerstein standard, It Might As Well Be Spring, which is true. The song won an Oscar in 45 as Best Original Song. It was from the film State Fair. Here in 54, it's the Virgil Gonsalves Sextet, Gonsalves on baritone. He never strayed far from his birthplace of Monterey, California, and why should he? A trip to San Francisco being a big excursion for him, so he never got the nationwide or worldwide recognition his talent deserved. His best-known LP being Jazz at Monterey. The rest of the sextet were guys he played with regularly. Bob Inevelson, valve trombone, Buddy Wise, tenor, Lou Levy, piano, Harry Babison, bass, and Larry Bunker, drums. The original LP has recently been reissued on Nocturne Records, but it's coupled with a December 54 recording by the Steve White Quartet. And we will hear something from that quartet next week. But first, we really must have a bass interlude. Bassist Larry Grenadier is a much sought-after sideman. Brad Meldow almost always uses him, but he's supported many big jazz names from Stan Getz to Johnny Griffin to Gary Burton to Rene Rosnay, and including, inevitably, Kevin Hayes, who we heard earlier. San Francisco-born Grenadier comes from a musical family. Pa was a trumpet player, brothers play trumpet and guitar, but this, in his early mid-50s, is his very first album as a leader. It's on the ECM label and called The Gleaners. Largely all his own work, he wrote 7 of the 12 songs on this New York December 2016 recorded album, including the one we've just heard, Woe Be Gone. Our next song wanders towards the jazz pop boundary, but luckily doesn't jump the fence.
You used to walk along with me, and every step I take recalls how much in love we used to be. How can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? There is always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You'll always be a part of me. When shadows fall, I pass a small cafe where we would dance at night, and I can't help recalling how it felt to kiss and hold you tight. How can I forget you when there is always something to remind me? Well, there is always something there to remind me. I was born to love you, and I will never be free. You always be a part of me. If you should find you miss that sweet and tender love we used to share, just come back to the place be there. How can I forget you when there is always something there to remind me? Well, there is always something there to remind me. Yeah, there is always something there to remind me. Yeah, there is always something there to remind me.
The Burt Bacharach, Hal David song, Always Something There to Remind Me. This album is dedicated to Dionne Warwick. Great songs, therefore. The singer is Rigmor Gustafsson, a Swedish jazz singer who I must say I hadn't heard of. And I only bought this French recorded album because of the amazing sideman. Jackie Terrison, piano, Sean Smith, bass, Eric Harland, drums and percussion. Recorded July 2004. I will look out for more of Rigmor's work. I'll let the compere from the Blue Note in Paris intro this next group.
Les musiciens que vous entendez aujourd'hui sont les suivants. Bien entendu, Lockie Thompson, saxo ténor, saxo soprano, Saïb Chiab, saxo bariton, Marcel Rasco, ténor et bariton, Joe Rasco, alto, Lenny Johnson, trompette, Jimmy Cleveland, trombone, Buddy Cat à la basse, Kenny Clark à la batterie. Vous entendrez ensuite un quartet composé de Jimmy Cleveland, Lockie Thompson, Buddy Catlett et Kenny Clark dans une composition de Lockie, Taking Care of Business. Thank you.
Taking Care of Business from the Blue Note in Paris, Feb 1960. It's a Fresh Sounds album of Lucky Thompson at both Club Saint-Germain and the Blue Note in Paris, all in 1960. Sim Copans kindly gave you all their names, tenorman Lucky Thompson being the leader throughout. So I'll swiftly pass on to our last one. I did promise to play you Lynn Ariel's fabulous version of the Lennon-McCartney, well, McCartney's really, Let It Be, recorded December 2017 in Belgium. Lynn Ariel piano, Jasper Somsen bass, Jasper Van Hulten drums. Let It Be.
Thank you.
got all of that fabulous version of Let It Be in. Hooray! As ever, huge thanks to you for listening. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. Until then, please take care. Be well.